seal since I was born. Perhaps it is old Zaroff's ghost. He was lost last year in the big gale. I'm not going near him, said Patalamon. He's unlucky. Do you really think he is old Zaroff come back? I owe him for some gull's eggs. Sea Lion's Neck, past Webster House. as he was then, with his hind flippers half in and half out of the surf. "Wake up," barked Kotick, for the gulls were making a great noise. "Ho, ho, ho, what's that?" said Sivich, and he struck the next walrus a blow with his tusks and waked him up, and the next struck the next, and so on, till they were all awake and staring in every direction but the right one. "Hi, it's me," said Kotick, bobbing in the surf and looking like a little white slug. "Well, may I be skinned," said Sivich, and they all looked at Kotick, as you can fancy a club full of drowsy old gentlemen would look at a little boy. Kotick did not care to hear any more about skinning just then. He had seen enough of it, so he called out, "Isn't there any place for seals to go where men don't ever come?" "Go and find out," said Sivich, shutting his eyes. "Run away, we're busy here." Kotick made his dolphin jump in the air and shouted as loud as he could, "Clam eater, clam eater." He knew that the Sivich never caught fish in his life, but always rooted for clams and seaweeds, though he pretended to be a very terrible person. Naturally, the chickies and the gouverskis and the apatkas, the burgomaster gulls, and the kittiwakes and the puffins, who were always looking for a chance to be rude, took up the cry. And, so Limmershin told me, for nearly 5 minutes you could not have heard a gun fired on Walrus Islet. All the population was yelling and screaming, "Clam eater, Starik, old man," while Sivich rolled from side to side, grunting and coughing. "Now will you tell," said Kotick, all out of breath. "Go and ask the sea cow," said Sivich. "If he is living still, he'll be able to tell you." "How shall I know, sea cow, when I meet him?" said Kotick, sheering off. "He's the only thing in the sea uglier than Sivich," screamed a burgomaster gull, wheeling under the Sivich's nose. "Uglier, and with worse manners. Starik." Kotick swam back to Novastoshna, leaving the gulls to scream.
Such